NASA is piloting a mission out of Fairbanks with a specialized plane that can fly high enough to test technology destined for satellite applications. KUAC's Dan Bross has more on the ER-2 mission.
What's it like to fly into the stratosphere aboard the NASA ER-2 jet? Pretty cool, according to test pilot Tim Williams.
We have a way of looking straight down through the airplane, and you'll see maybe occasionally a little airliner, and it looks like a little toy. You know, it's just this little bitty little plane down there. We are much higher than everything else out there.
So high that the sleek, long-winged, converted U-2 spy plane is used to test and develop satellite-deployed technology.
We have a high-altitude laser altimeter, a LIDAR, that we're using in anticipation of a satellite mission in 2017.
That's Assistant NASA Research Scientist Kelly Brunt. She's in charge of scientific work that'll be conducted at 65,000 feet over Arctic sea ice and Alaskan glaciers during the Fairbanks space missions. It's a follow-up to a 2012 winter LIDAR scan in Iceland.
Collecting similar data, laser altimetry data, over sea ice with ponds on it, summer sea ice, and we're going to assess how the laser operates maybe differently in those conditions as opposed to the cold sea ice that we have based out of Iceland.
Kelly says NASA knows the LIDAR scanning works, and the Fairbanks Space Project will be used to develop a computer program to interpret the data. It's all part of an assessment of the polar ice sheet's contribution to sea level change, but the trips between Fairbanks and the ice will be used to gather additional LIDAR data.
Collecting data sets for other science projects, people that are interested in inland water bodies, people that are interested in permafrost, vegetation.
It's not the first time the ER-2 is operated out of Fairbanks, a prime location because of its proximity to the Arctic. Pilot Tim Williams, who wears a space pressure suit while at the controls of the single-seat ER-2, likens the experience to space travel.
There's a point where you actually can see stars and you can see the sun. And the reason you can see the stars is because the sun is setting, and over the curvature of the Earth, it's throwing a shadow, which is nighttime over there, and you can see stars. It's amazing.
Williams says he likely won't get that view on the flights out of Fairbanks this summer because of the extended daylight hours. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.